Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank the audience for joining us today. We are recording on YouTube live right now, and we're also broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. Today we're going to be discussing Israel, the history of Israel. We're going to be discussing a couple of different websites and topics. I'm going to be joined by a good friend of mine, an activist from Rochester, New York. His name is John McGuire. John has a passion for Israel, Zionism, talking about this with different people. So, without any further ado, I am going to we're going to have my buddy John join us here in 1 second. I'm just going to get him to. All right. I just want to welcome you, John McGuire. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Daniel?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. Today we're going to be talking and discussing Israel. And I guess you wanted to speak about a certain website here today, right?
Yep, it's the one I have written down and typed in Facebook more times than I know, because it's so well put together. It's called ifamericansknew.org. ifamericansknew.org.
Okay.
Every American know about Israel/Palestine. And on the homepage, you have very simple bar graphs. Very easy to understand that the media, right and left, is lying to us. First bar graph, Israel and Palestinian children killed, September 29, 2000 to present. And you've got 133 Israeli children, 2,060 Palestinian children. So there's a big, like, Twin Towers building, and then there's, like, Building 7 down below, right? So that's what the bar graph looks like. No kidding. Huge discrepancy, and then it goes on. Then there's Israelis, total Israelis and total Palestinians killed, and you can see maybe it's a little higher. I mean, it's a little bit less of a discrepancy because the Israelis are really going after Palestinian children. I can't emphasize this enough. They are doing genocide, and this is the big thing that we're not being told. Like, people talk about apartheid. And that's true, of course, but that's nothing compared to the genocide. And so we don't know the half of it when it comes to Israel-Palestine. And this website tells you the whole of it. So couldn't recommend it strongly enough.
So, John, let's get a little background on yourself. How did you first come into learning about this? What made you interested in this type of information that it got you interested in Israel and the Palestinians and what's going on in the Middle East conflict? Give us a little bit of a background on yourself. You know, what kind of education and schooling have you been through? And as far as what have you researched that has brought you to the conclusion of what's happening right now?
Well, no formal education on it. Really, I just spend an unhealthy amount of time on Facebook. And also, when I realized that our country is putting more money into Israel than any other country in the world, I decided I need to become educated about it. And mind you, this is the 33rd richest country in the world. They don't need it. And they don't need it for defense, but they are using it to invade. And so, and that's when I started to realize, all right, I've been blind long enough. It's that simple. We're pouring more money into Israel than into any other country. That's the point that I realized I knew way too little.
Interesting. Now, as far as your background goes, what is your background as far as your education? What'd you learn? I mean, as far as did you have any college or anything like that? As far as that has prepared you to do some research and finding out the truth about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I went to a college seminary, and I've gone back to community college recently, and I ran into some people with CUFI, or CUFI, depending how you pronounce it, CUFI. It's Christians United for Israel. And there was also a very strong Islamic presence at MCC, Monroe Community College. I had a nice long talk with very nice people who were with CUFI. I was surprised how nice they were. It was very pleasant. They were very, not even just diplomatic, they were very nice people. But also I learned a lot of things from what they said. Like, I had never heard the word apartheid before. They said, these people try to say that we have apartheid, and that's just not true. So I said, well, you're the first person who's told me about it. Then I look into it, and it's like providence. It's like, oh my goodness, you know, as nice as these people are, there's so much money funding the brainwashing in the colleges that, I mean, I have no doubt those people had goodwill, but at the same time, they had a lot of money backing them, and that's the other shocker. And so I had to think clearly, you know, get the money thing out of the, you know, not to factor that in, and to look clearly at what it is. And I could see clearly that apartheid was the least of their crimes, that really what we're talking about is genocide. And when I say that, what I mean is that the number one cause of Palestinian children deaths is gunshot to the head, point blank. And so this is not collateral damage. This is evil. This is genocide. And we're funding.
Now, can you tell us where did you find that information out, that actually the Palestinian children are being killed by gunshots to the head?
Absolutely. Allison Weir is getting a book tour on her book, Against Our Better Judgment. She did a video, or she did a talk. It was recorded and put up on YouTube, called How the U.S. Was Used to Create Israel. She has traveled there. She's researched it. And this is the data that she has found. So I would refer you to her sources on that. But she's extremely reputable.
Did you actually get a chance to read her book?
I've not found her book yet. Well, you can order it, yeah. No, I haven't. I haven't. You know what? I've spent so much time checking the sources that she cites on her video, and also the sources cited by another gentleman, a Catholic gentleman, or maybe he's a rad Catholic gentleman in Ohio, Jim. Let me see. Anyways, I've been just kind of following the rabbit hole more than trying to, you know, get through prose, you know, paragraphs. But, you know, at some point I hope to. I'm just, basically what I have now is an outline of notes. And mostly it's book titles and then, like, the main idea. And so a few of them are even mainstream, you know, establishment books. But so as far as her source on that, I can't give you that, but... let's just say I know she knows. I can
gotcha. Right now I'm on the website ifamericanew.org. If we're on this site and there's a lot of things to click on, what would be your advice as far as finding information on this site? I see that there's an overview page, children, deaths, injuries, U.S. taxes, U.N. resolutions, prisoner, home demolitions, economy, settlements, media, analysts, U.S. interests, current situations, history. We have a short time, to really go through some of the information with our audience here.
Well,
what would you highlight from this site, if you could, in a little book report, I guess?
Great question. Let's just start on the main page where it by default it's on the statistics tab, and you can see those bar graphs I was talking about, and you can click on those. I'm gonna click right now where it says 133 Israeli children have been killed by Palestinians. In 2060, Palestinian children have been killed by Israelis since September 29th, 2000. I'm gonna click on that link, and I think
the one that says children.
Pardon?
The one that says children.
Right. So I click on that on either one of the children links. Doesn't matter which one. And then it'll take you to the page where it will document each name and date, I believe. Still loading for me, but.
Really? Source. Source, remember?
I'm not joking. What's that?
It says, a source, remember these children, a coalition of groups calling for an end to the killing of children in a fair resolution conflict. View the list of victims. Okay, so we have 527 children at the moment that it mentions.
Yep.
It says a child is a person the age of 17 or younger. It was last updated July 21st, 2014. Oh, wow. That's...
Gotta update it.
Yeah, can you imagine... just in that amount of time, in almost in a year, how many people have died.
Yep. That's what I do. I just meditate on this. Honestly, it's so shocking, I still haven't taken it in. Also of interest is the zero numbers. So if you scroll down back on that main page, the zeros. Military aid to Palestine. $0. Okay? Israel, 8.5 million per day, at least. Another zero. Current number of political prisoners and detainees, 0 Israelis. 6,200 Palestinians.
Right, I see that.
Demolitions of homes, 0 Israeli homes. 28,000 Syrian homes. So, is this crazy or what?
Yeah, it's definitely some very interesting. Now, John, my question for you is this. What is your suggestion after learning and finding out this information? Personally, I tend to go with a biblical Christian perspective of supporting Israel. I'm not necessarily interested in supporting the military industrial complex, but the Bible speaks about any nation that divides the land or turns against Israel, that God will judge those nations.
Right. God is first here. That's important. But yes, go on.
So, it's kind of a catch-22. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. So, I'd like to hear your perspective on that.
My perspective? Thank you. Thank you very much. My perspective is the perspective of Rabbi David Weiss, DOVIDWEISS. Not only his, but of all Torah Jews, as he shows. So if God is first, and you want God's blessing, and you want to base your position on Israel upon that wish, then you must try to listen to Rabbi David Weiss.
Hey, one, one, hold on, one quick question. I'm going to do a Google search by voice. You say the name. So, and as soon as I say go, just say the name and we'll see if we can find him. All right, ready, set, go.
It's Rabbi David White.
Rabbi David, hold on. We're going to do this one more time.
Okay.
Rabbi David, what is it?
David White.
Rabbi David White.
Yeah, but D as in David. It's like David with an O. Okay.
Yeah, one more. I'm going to try one more time. Dwight? Is it Dwight?
No, it's Weiss, W-E-I-S-S.
Wise. Rabbi Javiz Wise.
Uh-huh.
Here is some information about Avi Wise.
Okay, he's an Orthodox ordained rabbi. He's also a teacher. We're going to just go to Wikipedia and see what it has to say with that. Hebrew Institute of Riverdale, is that correct?
Hebrew Institute, yes, that sounds right.
Okay.
That'll be
all right. Beautiful. So, now, go ahead and tell us what you believe that he would have said, and you are kind of parallel what he believes.
So the rabbi, he points out that if you go to, and so you're basing your, again, I want to keep connecting this to what you just said, because it's what a lot of Christian Zionists say, is that they believe that their, you know, whatever their rationale, be it that Jesus was Jewish, which actually he was Galilean, he wasn't from Judea anyway, but whether it's that Jesus was Jewish, you know, he wasn't from the tribe of Judah either, but anyway, or whether it's that, you know, Bible verse, picking out a Bible verse that says that, you know, I should do this, if I really want God's blessing, okay, whatever. Okay, but all of that is based upon the Torah, right? You know what the Torah is?
Yes, the Old Testament.
The Torah is not the whole Old Testament, it's the first five books, which to them is the whole Old Testament, but anyway. So that's the law. Torah is Hebrew for law. Now, so there are Jews who observe the law. You know, they study it, right? They follow it. Okay, those are called Torah Jews. Okay, they're Orthodox Jews, Hasidic Jews, right? Really observant Jews, right? Serious
yeah.
ones, not the ones walking around with a yarmulke and a suit. Right, we're talking about the guys with the hats, okay? Those guys. Okay, those guys wouldn't be caught dead with a Zionist flag, Israeli flag, okay? And Rabbi David Weiss helps us understand why. And, of course, the number one reason why is, well, because they understand the Torah. Is that making sense?
Yes, of course.
Okay, you go to these Hasidic neighborhoods, you won't see even the shadow of a Israeli flag. All right? Not one. And this is what Rabbi David Weiss, the obvious thing he points out to help us realize it, because not all of us are Jewish, not all of us have seen these neighborhoods. In fact, I know Jewish people haven't seen these neighborhoods either. Because if they did, they'd know. Okay? We do have Jews who are Zionists. They've been wooed and won, right, by this propaganda. So, that's number one. So if it's really about God, then I would be a lot more trepidatious about Israel, to say the least. And Rabbi David Weiss is a very charitable man, beautiful speaker, and he explains this very beautifully. I never heard a more Jewish man speak, to be honest with you. And I mean that in the good sense, right? And I don't want to get into the politics too much. We're just talking about the facts, right? I mean, obviously, everyone who talks about this becomes controversial politically, but we're not wading into that. Just to point out the bare facts that he exposes, he says no one who's in these institutions, like you mentioned, the one he's in, the Hebrew school, nobody who's in these is for Israel. Okay, nobody who really is advanced in Hebrew scholarship, in Torah scholarship, believes that Israel has one iota of theological legitimacy. And the UN is pointing out that actually they don't have much civil legitimacy. So we're running up against something that's hateful of God and of men. But then if a Jew questions it, then they're self-hating. I don't buy that. I believe that if a Jew questions it, they're God-fearing, which is what every true Jew and Christian should be. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we could probably do a whole segment just on that itself, on Israel and biblical, you know, legitimacy, and, you know, but right now I think we're going to focus on basically what you were talking about here in Palestine. A lot of people don't understand what's really happening in Palestine. They don't know why there's a conflict there. They don't understand why the Zionists want the land, what their agenda is.
Right.
You know, Zionism is a whole complex issue in itself.
Extremely.
Yeah. I've been studying Zionism for years now, and I have a pretty good understanding of it. And I don't believe that Zionism has anything to do with Yeshua, Jesus, or the Old Testament God. My feeling is that, right, from my studies, I believe Zionism is not Jewish at all, but it's actually Khazar or Turkish, and it's a false flag. It's basically an organization that's claiming that they're Jews, but they're not really Jews. If you look at the heart of this, these people, the leaders, actually worship Lucifer. And we know that Lucifer from the Bible is the fallen one, the fallen angel that basically tries to overthrow Yeshua or God and place himself at the seat of basically the head of the governments in the future. They talk about the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a whole complex thing in itself, too, but that's basically boiled down in a nutshell of what my understanding of Zionism is.
I have in my hands a book by Arthur Kessler. It's called The 15th Tribe. Have you heard of that?
Say that again?
Arthur Kessler, The 13th Tribe.
Oh, The 13th Tribe. No, I have not.
It's about the Khazarian Empire. It's the only book about the Khazar Empire that I can find at the library, my library system. And this is a four-county system, so it's pretty amazing that they only have this one book. But he says, right at the end of the book, he talks about Israel and the implications on Israel from the point of view of knowing the history of the Khazarian Empire, which most people haven't heard of. All these experts, I talked to this once, it was kind of the self-appointed experts on how evil Islam is and how good Israel is, and he never heard of the Khazarian Empire. We got at the end of the conversation. So anyway, Arthur Kessler says at the end of the book, this appendix 4, some implications, Israel and the diaspora, he says, in the first place, I am aware of the danger that it may be maliciously interpreted as a denial of the state of Israel's right to exist. But that right is not based on the hypothetical origins of the Jewish people, nor on the mythological covenant of Abraham with God. It is based on international law, i.e., on the United Nations decision in 1947 to partition Palestine
once a Turkish province and a British mandated territory, into an Arab and a Jewish state. And he goes on. But now, that only legitimacy they had, which was the UN, that's really on thin ice. And only because of the United States being infiltrated by their secret society. I don't know if you've heard of their secret society. I can look that up, too. What is that called? They have a secret society, and the name means Pharisees, basically, is what it means. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, I'm hearing background. Sorry.
Yeah, we have about 4 minutes left with the Blog Talk Radio. But we're going to continue.
Find real quick.
Yeah, that's fine. We're going to continue with our YouTube video, and I'm finding this quite interesting, and I believe that our listeners and our viewers are going to feel the same way. So we're going to hash this out, and we're going to continue with this subject, especially with the United Nations and Israel and the Zionism and that whole history that a lot of people, I'm sure, they don't have any idea of that, plus the international laws that you're talking about. Some really good information.
I believe it's called the Parushim. Parushim. It's also called the Menorah Society. This is the group that's been brainwashing America. They've been infiltrating the intelligentsia here.
I'm going to look that up.
Really want to get beneath what's screwing up.
Menorah Society.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. We got a
Menorah Society or the Parushim.
Hold on 1 second. Just wait 1 second. Don't say anything. Menorah Society. Okay. Jewish Virtual Library. That's what I just came up with. Menorah Association of Menorah Journal. The Jewish Origin. You won't find. Say that again.
I was just saying you won't find Parushim in the Jewish Encyclopedia. Even I think the only results I'm finding are AmericansNew.org is the first result for Parushim, and then other websites. I don't even see any that are even Jewish. It's really secret. You know, they really keep it under wraps, or have kept it in the whole century. And we're talking even before We're talking back as far as almost like 1910, like almost the whole century.
And it's called the. Oh shit! All right, so we got about 90 seconds with the Blog Talk Radio, and so tell me about this Menorah Society quickly.
So, and this is also on the same website as AmericansNew.org. I mean, like I say. Great. It's a great website. So the Parushim, a secret episode in American Zionist history. That's the title. You can Google Parushim, Parushim. You'll get this. So not something I've read a lot about yet, but...
Hey, if I'm on this website, if Americans knew, where would we find this information you're talking about?
About the Parushim?
Yes.
I just Googled it. It's under, if you hover under current situation, it shows that it's under that tab, but I don't try to click for it. I just Google it.
There's a whole bunch of international law, daily life reports, news sources, latest news, resistance, international attacks. Peace process, Palestinian. All right, well, hey, John, we're going to say goodbye to our Blog Talk Radio listeners. And
goodbye. And
do you have any last things you want to say to them?
Well, pray for me that I don't get killed. And please look it up for yourselves, learn for yourselves, and decide for yourselves. Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. So our Blog Talk show is just, the recording has just ended, but we have probably about 10 minutes left where it will continue to record this information. But, boy, yeah, this is some really interest. And, you know, you were telling me about a guy that actually was putting this information out, and he had to fake his death a couple of times.
Yes.
Earlier.
Yes. He's a Jew, even though he's an atheist. His name is David. I'm sorry. His name is David Cole. David Cole. Cole has investigated Auschwitz, as we call it, and found that basically what were supposed to be the gas chambers been altered, and there was no residue of post gas. So there are big issues with that story. And this was in the 80s. We've known this since the 80s. The lie has sort of dragged on.
Interesting.
What's that?
I'm finding something. It says TheGuardian.com might have done a thing on him. Hollywood conservative unmasked in notorious Holocaust view, basically. Is this guy a professor?
He is a investigative journalist, I guess. Independent, very independent-minded guy. Seems to me, I really like him a lot. He's very likable. Because he doesn't work for anyone that I know of. I don't know.
Here's a strange history of David Cole. There's been a stranger life tragedy that the Holocaust revisionist David Cole, 821,
right,
found. Is that the guy?
That's the guy. He's a revisionist, not a denier. Important, just like John Coleman is not a global warming denier, right? But he's actually, so we have to, the word denier, we have to sort of, you know, be careful about, right? Because it doesn't describe half of what we think it does. And he's a good example of that.
Right. Okay. So I found a website, the Accidental Observer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an interesting article about the Holocaust revisionist.
Okay.
It says three death threats forced him out of revisionism. He faked his death and then disappeared for over a decade, only to reinvent himself on the Hollywood conservative scene as a high-powered GOP mover and shaker. Oh. While he was riding high, the toast of the local Republican establishment with his alcohol-soaked fundraising events, where he rubbed shoulders with the likes of Clint Eastwood, John Voight, Ron Chaney, Andrew Breitbart, then the combination of a woman scorned and YouTube's resurrection of old chat show clips did him in. He was ousted in spectacular fashion last year when he turned into a parish by the conservative establishment. He was banned by the Republican Party for life and condemned in more than 200 magazines, newspapers, and websites for his youthful views. His GOP friends wanted nothing more to do with his so-called evil Holocaust denier.
Right.
Interesting.
So the people that led the charge to literally have him called the Jewish Defense League, or JDL.org.
Okay.
And they're just literally the most out there. You can look at their website and just judge for yourself, you know, decide for yourself. They're really, really far out people. And like I say, there's so much money behind this that you're bound to get a lot of people, especially cranks, you know, to just go with the motion of opinion and not investigate. So that's what we're seeing
in
our country. Heavy infiltration by the secret society, and then just a lot of people not thinking and not investigating. It kind of works in tandem, just like we've seen with the Masons, right?
Yeah. It looks like he wrote a book called The Republican Party Animal, The Bad Boy of Holocaust History Blows the Lid Off of Hollywood's Secret Right Wing Underground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, interesting. You know, this was put out last July. Interesting. Very interesting that you're talking about this.
Well, he went to Auschwitz in person, and he investigated these so-called called gas chambers. And he asked all of the authorities, and he came up with all these contradictions that they were making. And the hard evidence goes right against everything they're saying. In fact, they contradict themselves. So,
interesting.
It's clearly, the conclusion is basically that this was carried over from what the Soviets tell us about the Nazis, and so. We carried that over and we didn't question it. And we put it in the history books, and the school teachers are all their mouthpieces. But in reality, we've known for sure since the 80s that it's a lie. That the number
is
exaggerated by a factor of four at least. About four.
Right. Well, you know, anybody that's been following our work in the anti-Illuminati party or the new anti-New World Order party, basically, if they've done their homework, you know, they understand that the Zionists, really Illuminati Zionists, Luciferian occult, control the mainstream media. They're the ones that are writing our history books. So, you know, of course they want to, you know, change history and make it look like something. You know, I'm not saying that the Holocaust didn't happen, but is the mainstream view exactly what happened? Well, anybody that believes a mainstream view on anything is pretty much brainwashed.
Well, Daniel, Hitler was working together with the Zionists, and there was no agenda to eliminate Jews. It was to deport them. So what we're told is incredibly wrong. Now, not that there weren't deaths in this project, but a lot of them were diseases. And they literally, I couldn't believe this until I saw it with my own eyes, but there was a swimming pool. Like, this was not just a death camp. It wasn't a death camp at all. You know, people died because of disease. But they were trying to get them all to Palestine. That was the plan. And Hitler you can never find anything written by Hitler, signed by Hitler, that says, eradicate all Jews. That was not the agenda. Which is why
the numbers
weren't even close to what we're told.
Some people, if they were listening to this right now, they would probably think you're a Nazi sympathizer. What would you say to that?
But that's the extent to which we've lied to. I mean, this is the hardest issue of our time.
Right. What would you say to the people that would call you a Nazi sympathizer?
I would say that Zionists are the real Nazi sympathizers, and history bears me out. I would recommend going to YouTube and typing in Jim Condit Jr., and he has a 2-plus-hour-long presentation about exactly why everything I say is completely true. completely footnotes, titles, names, and these are people who know. This is no joke. This is not political in any way. This is completely scholarly to the hilt.
Now, as far as, you know, your history and background, where you just mentioned, you know, a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. Can you name a couple more sources for people to actually go to? I know that we're at that one website, ifamericanew.org, but do you know of any other sources that people can look up?
I mean, so surrounding this question, there are other questions, right? Surrounding Israel, there's the question of Zionism. There's the question of Zionism's collusion with the Nazis, right? There's the question of biblical legitimacy, which we've hopefully at least did an outline of how easy it is to debunk that, right? So, I mean, whatever your poison, yeah, we've got it, because it's all false all the way down the line. Now, I do have a great playlist that I'll link on this video when we're done. And that will hopefully, and I put it in order of like shortest to longest, and it's got all of these things referenced. And so that hopefully gives someone who doesn't have a lot of time at least a taste, because it starts with the shortest.
Can you go down that list quickly for our Blog Talk Radio listeners before this is completely hung up on?
I will get to that playlist as quickly as I can.
Yeah, that would be great.
The first item on it I remember is ISIS, how ISIS actually originally stood for Israel, in the 90s, stood for Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. The second video is about Ted Cruz trying to tell a bunch of East Christians that Israel is the best friend of Christians and being booed off the stage, literally, because they knew it wasn't true. What else? Let me just get to that playlist.
If if this call happens to hang up here, call me back on my regular number.
Okay, I will. The next one is 60 Minutes. It's amazing. 60 Minutes. Just go, you know, you can go to YouTube, type in 60 Minutes, Israeli persecutes children, Christians and children. The next one is Allison Weir, in history of how the U.S. was used to create Israel. The next one is Noam Chomsky on Israel and the whole world situation. The next one is this great Blue Pilgrim, it's called. Within Israel is the name of the series, and it's Sight to Hate, and it's blackwashing and sex washing. I don't know if you understand what he means. Blackwashing as in pretending to not be racist, right? Sex washing, pretending to not be sexist. One of the things this guy points out is that in Israel, 51% of people polled believe that not rape if you know the guy. Or, you know? So that's really where they're at with, you know, civility. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway. Right.
And then there's a whole list on Herzl and Zionism. Theodor Herzl, of course, the founder of Zionism. Another title of this was The Anti-Semitic Side of Zionism. Excellent stuff. You know, again, the stuff you were never told. I was never told. Next, we have Rabbi David White. And that's on Judaism, Israel, and Zionism. And then Jim Condit Jr., and his video is called The Final Solution to Adolf Hitler, just about how the Nazis and the Zionists were all really closely working together, and they were all under the banks, right, the banking elite. And loyalties would shift back and forth from Hitler to Stalin. He talks about all that. And then I kind of added on the end the one with David Cole in Auschwitz telling the true story. And it's really simple. We've been lied to. We've been had, you know. So, love Jews all the way. Hate Israel just about all the way, too.